All day, we in here.
I know you're gonna dig this.
You're now tuned in to the Cool Kids Morning Show.
Pop Life Radio, bringing you the best in pop, hip-hop, and R&B.
You are now rocking.
It's the Cool Kids Morning Show.
Yeah.
You are now tuned into Zion the Archangel and your girl Harmony Love.
The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Turn your radio up. Yo, turn it up.
This is Pop Life Radio, and you're listening to the Cool Kids. KAZI 88.7 FM, WATV 1420 AM, and Pop Life Radio. I'm your host, Harmony Love, and I'm hanging out with the crew today. I got Miss Tiffany Feliciano.
Hey, Pop Life listeners. What's going on? I miss you guys.
De La Cruz.
Ya tú sabes, De La Cruz Estrada.
And boy, Zion.
The great Zion. I am, baby.
What's up? What's up today, y'all?
Hey, it feels good. It feels good.
Hello, I'm ready to take you over.
My name is Tiffany Feliciano.
Yo, what's the talk? Everybody got their own little shameless plugs going on. What's up? Yeah, hey, I am Harmony Love. I had to put mine in there.
Yo, you know, my mama gave me mine. Shout out to my mama. God bless all mothers. The key to heaven.
Yes.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of blessings heaven. Like mothers,
yep.
You know, I was just thinking about this. Have you guys ever been talked out of a blessing? Mm-hmm. I mean, something like somebody presented an opportunity to you. You was like, yay, I'm about to do this. I'm about to do that. You all excited. Your heart's pumping. Blood's running, right? So you go to your family and you say, look, I got this opportunity. It was presented to me. And your family like, what that is? What that mean?
Yep.
That ain't no good. Just the negativity. So have you guys ever been talked out of a blessing?
Yes.
I don't let it happen in a long time just because of that. And that's why people think I'm weird. That's why people think I'm weird. So, you know.
Those were hand gestures, ladies and gentlemen, in case you guys
Yeah, he was behind the scenes doing weird stuff. That's why people think you weird.
Well, basically because the people will stop your confidence. And they'll stop you from wanting to do things. And that frequency is just one that shouldn't be yours.
Exactly.
I mean, I recognize it, but, you know, not everybody got vision. So you can't let people block your blessings, man. Let God shine it down on you.
All right, give another example of how somebody can block a blessing.
Oh, I can give an example.
Tiffany.
Example. I have a personal example. Okay. I won't give any names to any ex-boo-boos or anything.
Shout them
like
out.
That.
Yeah,
however, I know y'all listening, all of y'all on the block list.
Go ahead.
So, I have a personal experience where this person was a songwriter, artist, and I wanted to push myself as a creative being, and I wanted to start writing. So I did just that, wrote my very first spoken word piece, and he was like, it was alright, it was cool.
Wow.
And it totally shut my confidence down.
Okay.
That was 2 years ago. Now, fast forward 2 years ago, Tiffany Feliciano is in Apache nightclub every Sunday.
That's what I say.
Yes. Mm. In Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm no longer allowing anybody to block my blessings, but that was something that totally shut me down. That is, again, my very first piece that I performed over and over again and people loved. I never tweaked it, never changed it or anything about that, but this person in particular just totally shut the idea down. So had I just continued to go down that, oh, well, maybe I'm not good enough mindset, this person kind of planted the seed, then I would have not been here at Pop Life Radio in Atlanta, not
Amen.
Being on Apache nightclub, you know, all of that. So don't let anybody do that. And it's happened multiple times. People project their fears on you. Like, how can she do it? Mama of three, moving from state to state.
But
how
you
she
can't
doing
be
that?
Paranoid
that's
either,
crazy.
Though.
Absolutely.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when
Absolutely.
You're paranoid, that could block your blessings. You could be the one that blocked your blessings just from not having selective hearing and tunnel vision. Look at Dave Chappelle. You know, when he walked out on the show. 59 whatever million dollars. I wouldn't walk out for 1 million. You know what I mean? Yo, shout outs to my mama. You told me. Hey, but you know what I'm saying? That's the name my mama gave me, man. Don't laugh at
well,
me.
Well, you know, listeners, one of the best ways to prevent from blocking your blessings is to make sure that you just stay focused on what you want, okay? Mm-hmm. Everybody's going to have an opinion. You just got to remember that when you say you want something, it's not going to always match what everybody else around mm-hmm. you wants. Mm-hmm. So when you present it to them, just be confident enough to be able to stand in your stance that you're just going to do what you need to do.
That sounds like some harmony, Z.
And especially in a city like Atlanta, you know, there's a lot of people out here that you're trying to make it. You're trying to make it as a rapper, singer, dancer, performer. Like, this is the spot right now to make those dreams happen. But ladies and gentlemen, one thing I would like to say to everybody under the sound of my voice, regardless of what your peers say, keep in mind the dream that you had. And if you are touching a piece of your dream right now, why let it go because someone around you is criticizing the things that you're doing? Maybe they're criticizing the things that you're doing because they're jealous.
Ooh, amen. Amen.
And that's the reality. I had to have a sit down with one of my friends because one of my friends, he called himself trying to educate me, like, you know, you doing this, you doing that, or whatever, but how much money you making from it? I said, bruh, you don't even realize that every single person in America works for free. And let me break it down for you. Let me break it down.
How you work for free.
Okay,
break dance on them.
Everybody works for free because even if you go and get a 9-to-5 job, when you first get that job, they tell you, okay, we're going to hire you, but you won't get your first check for 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Now, when you work in those 3 weeks, actually, you're making your own check. And let me explain it to you.
Uh-huh.
Because when I used to work at HP delivering printers and all that stuff like that, I used to travel with at least $60,000 worth of merchandise in my vehicle. Mm-hmm. So if I make one delivery, I just made that company $60,000. Did they pay me? No. They pay me 3 weeks later after I've made my own check. So you're actually working for free.
You're actually
on commission. Surprise. Every job out there is a commission job. So get off of harassing these people that are trying to be rappers, singers, dancers, and saying, well, you're not making money from it. Dude,
you got to put the work in first.
They got to put the work in. Okay.
Blocking your blessing. And I'm not going to get. Okay.
Uh-uh.
You're gonna stop right there.
Yeah, he's not gonna get
get Taliban on him, and you know they think I'm in.
We're gonna have to bounce off of what you said.
I think it's really ironic how those people say you're not making no money. You're not happy. You're going to a job 8 to 12 hours a day, and then coming home, you're not tired. You're lazy. Mm-hmm.
You're lazy.
You're not working on yourself at all. You come home, you're miserable. You're
snapping
on your kids.
Too.
You're not doing your man, and then you go to sleep and do it all over again.
Oh, you gotta do me too.
All over again.
Okay.
Oh Lord, have mercy. And on that note, listeners.
Are we gonna stop talking?
Listeners. Bella Cruz, the one that your mama gave you. Enough.
Uh huh. Okay. Listeners,
hey, my mama
remember
told me to listen to a woman.
Remember, listeners.
Yeah, Cruz.
Don't let Cruz in here
blocking blessings.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to get to.
I thought I was giving blessings. Oh man, y'all gotta get y'all vision right.
Again, this is the Cool Kids Morning Show on Pop Life Radio. I am your host, Harmony Love, and I'm hanging out with the crew. I'm hanging out with Tiffany Feliciano.
Yes, guys.
And De La Cruz.
Love is the lifestyle, baby.
Zion.
The great I am, baby.
And we are out.
One.
How are we going to be out and we ain't say who is going to be the guest?
Because I closed it out.
I swear.
What happened?
It's still recorded. And I'm going to air it just like that.
Yeah, you
won't air it like that.
Like, yeah.
This is what makes us cool, guys, in case you guys were wondering. Why we're going to get
morning. Oh, yeah. We off the air, right? Oh, okay.
No, we still on the air. I'm going to keep it running.
Okay, well, keep it at 100 with Texas, man. Tell them what you really think.
All right, you got your finger. You need all that just to say what you want to say.
This week on Pop Life Radio, we are interviewing. If you don't press stop, I swear. Press stop, Zion. I swear to God. I wish I had a pillow to throw at your head.
Just
press
go ahead.
Stop.
Why do you I need to stop it?
What am I recording? We are.
You going to pay me to stop it?
You going to pay me to keep talking?
I can pay you to shut up.
You know what?
You're too sensitive. You're too sensitive. We just playing.
Lord have mercy.
That's like that Key and Peele joint.
It's ending for real. We already did. We
I know
just
that.
Always add on the extra one at the end.
Who is the?
Okay, so what's the next topic?
We're supposed to do three, right?
I swear to God, I don't know what you own. Did you? What you?
Hi, I'm Nicole Ari Parker.
And I'm Boris Kodrew, and we love Harmony Love and Zion Archangel on Pop Life.
Coming up hard like 88. Make a bitch levitate, baby face does. Bitch, I don't play patty cake. Charms in the carrot cake, carrots in the patty face. Cop a new coupe, no top, that's the Cali way. Drop a little check, everybody lit. Drop a little check, everybody rich. Drop a little check, everybody slide. Drop a little check, everybody coming up hard like 88. Make a bitch levitate, baby face does. Bitch, I don't play patty cake. Charms in the carrot cake, carrots in the patty face. Cop a new coupe, no top, that's the Cali way. Drop a little check, everybody lit. Drop a little check, everybody rich. Drop a little check, everybody slide. Drop a little check, everybody die. Drop a little check, get active action. Baby face savage, gon' pull up blasting. Drop top coming down, sunset smashing. Drop top coming down, sunset smashing. Magic with the ratchet made these bitches disappear. Itty bitty bitches in my mansion, listen here. Itty bitty bitch, I run the city like the mill. The bitch with the red ponytail in the hell. Riding this beat like a motherfucking snail. Playing with the bands like a bankroll. Pocket full of huncho hundos. Gotta keep the nine like Rondo. Cop a new condo, pronto. Rolling back woods, no fonto. Fuck no, be head, did you ten shots out the Bronco. You bitch mad, cause she ain't the one though. Coming out hard like 88, make a bitch levitate. Baby face says, bitch, I don't play patty cake. Charms in the carrot cake, carrots in the patty face. Cop a new coupe, no top, that's Cali way. Drop a little check, everybody lit. Drop a little check, everybody rich. Drop a little check, everybody slide. Drop a little check, everybody coming out hard like 88, make a bitch levitate. Baby face says, bitch, I don't play patty cake. Charms in the carrot cake, carrots in the patty face. Cop a new coupe, no top, that's Cali way. Drop a little check, everybody lit. Drop a little check, everybody rich. Drop a little check, everybody slide. Drop a little check, everybody die.
Souls in the car to get hoes, getting naughty at 44. Leave a little hole in that body here. Money hoes, but you got more than that body here, bitch. Bitch, bitch, bitch. Boy, get up out of here, we doing it about it. Them broke hoes, get a fuck going it about it. Hit a redhead with me, it ain't no little yachty here. 41 millimeter face, first 48 bust down. One, got a flood, now the rolling fake. Money made more than make, lot of hoes more than take. New car, stolen place, smash like go to state. Nigga tripping, telling me can get it by the shoulder blade. AK chopping my bitch, we just going days. 30 in the dirty on my hip, going both ways. I've been up 4 days, dropping out the
coming
whole
out hard like 88, make a bitch levitate. Baby face says, bitch, I don't play patty cake. Charms in the carrot cake, carrots in the patty face. Cop a new coupe, no top, that's Cali way. Drop a little check, everybody lit. Drop a little check, everybody rich. Drop a little check, everybody slide. Drop a little check, everybody coming out hard like 88, make a bitch levitate. Baby face says, bitch, I don't play patty cake. Charms in the carrot cake, carrots in the patty face. Cop a new coupe, no top, that's Cali way. Drop a little check, everybody lit. Drop a little check, everybody rich. Drop a little check, everybody slide. Drop a little check, everybody die.
What's up? It's your girl Amber Rose, and no matter where I go, you know I keep it locked on the best morning show in the country.
Kim Kardashian reacts to the college admissions scandal and shares new details about becoming a lawyer. We know why Kourtney Kardashian likes dating younger men. Plus, Khloe Kardashian slams a fan who doesn't like her picture with True. Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life, and over the weekend, Kanye West brought his Sunday service performance to Coachella for Easter. But people have been calling out Khloe for wearing a silk dress with Timberland boots. Some even said her breakup with Tristan Thompson is why she's dressing like this, but that doesn't really make any sense. Also, Kendall wore a silk dress with Yeezys. I mean, I don't get what the problem here is. Anyway, speaking of Khloe and Tristan's breakup, we're hearing exclusively that Khloe is not expecting any custody issues or child support whatsoever from Tristan. He's not fighting her on anything she's doing with True, and because of that, she hasn't felt the need to draft anything up. We're also hearing Tristan isn't even asking to see True, so again, Khloe's not concerned he will fight for anything. But okay, moving on to Kourtney. Last week, she celebrated her 40th birthday and literally had the time of her life. Her ex, Eunice Benjima, was even there, causing us to wonder if they will get back together again. Well, we are hearing exclusively that she is completely content being single right now. She goes through phases where she'd love to be with someone, but she's got her kids, her career, and she's financially stable on her own. So if it happens, it happens. Also, we're being told she's not opposed to having more kids, especially with a younger man. In fact, she loves dating younger men because they make her feel sexier and younger. They give her that spark. Honestly, I'm just trying to find a guy who doesn't change his mind like he changes his underwear. That would be nice. I feel like Kourtney feels me on this. But okay, moving on to Kim K, who recently revealed she's studying to become a lawyer. Well, Brody Jenner praised her and her work ethic to TMZ, saying she will make a great lawyer.
Kim's just one of those people that she can pretty much do anything. I mean, honestly, she's incredibly bright, she's smart. Hopefully she won't have to be my lawyer one day, but I mean, not that she wouldn't do a great job.
But, yeah.
I just don't want to be in the courtroom.
Yeah. Adding listening to this, Kim was on the Van Jones Show and explained how her family is reacting to her lawyer ambitions.
I might be mad because on my weekends, I just need to study. During the week at night, you know, there's a lot of time where I'm just like, babe, you have to take the kids. And he's really stepped it up, and I'm so grateful for him.
Now, she was also asked about the massive college admissions scandal and explained what she would do if she were in that position.
If they couldn't get into a school, I would never want to use privilege to try to force them into a situation that they wouldn't thrive in anyway. Having my kids see me studying, you know, studying all the time, coming home, I have my backpack, they have their backpack, they're studying, I'm studying, and them seeing that I have this, you know, filming career and I'm having makeup samples tested all over my arm while I'm, you know, trying to read my flashcards, and I hope that they get inspired to know that they can put in the hard work. It's never too late, and there really is no easy way out.
Good answer, Kim. Also, I wonder what type of backpack she has. But all right, guys, hit the sub, like, and bell button for all the latest Car Jenner tea. Let us know what you think about Kim wanting to be a lawyer. And follow me on social media at @MegNita.
We keep each other company. Maybe we can be each other's company. Company, listen, each other's lonely nights, be each other's paradise. Need a picture for my frame, someone to share my brain. Tell me what you wanna drink, I tell you what I got in mind. Oh, I don't know your name, but I feel like that's gonna change. You ain't gotta be my lover for you to call me baby. Never been under no pressure. Ain't that serious? Can we keep each other company? Maybe we can be each other's company. Oh, company. Complications. I'm all about the elevation. We can keep it going up. Oh, don't miss out on us. Just wanna have a conversation. Forget about the obligations. Maybe we can stay in touch. Oh, that ain't doing too much. You ain't gotta be my lover for me to call you baby. Never been up on no pressure. Ain't that serious, no. Keep each other company. Oh, maybe we can be each other's company. Oh, company.
The death penalty. NBA young boy gets robbed while performing. Class 6ix9ine adds another lawsuit to his collection. Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your hip hop roundup, starting with Lisa Simpson.
You like your hair color?
I know Kodak does a lot of things for attention, but I'm starting to think he may need a little help. From yellow hair to baby mama drama, TMZ reports rapper G Herbo was arrested last week after allegedly assaulting his son's mother, Ariana Fletcher. It's unclear what started the altercation, but after being released from jail, Herbo went on Instagram Live to expose Fletcher for allegedly stealing jewelry from him. But even his rant about stolen jewelry and herpes rumors doesn't explain what actually happened between he and Ari Fletcher, so I guess we'll keep you updated on more if more details pop up. But hang on, let's stick with the story for a little longer, because 6ix9ine's baby mama reacted to G Herbo's alleged assault on an Instagram Live of her own.
The thing that got me f***ed up about that whole situation with G Herbo is he's in a whole new relationship. There's no reason why you should still need to put your hands on your baby moms when you got a whole new...
To be honest, I'm not really sure why we even still report on things she says, but I guess our excuse this time was just that we needed a good transition. So here it is. Speaking of 6ix9ine, TMZ reports he is being sued by Danish rapper Slayman over his unreleased track. Slayman claims he paid nearly $100K to be featured on the song and says 6ix9ine gave him the rights to the track. Slayman was later prohibited from releasing the song by 6ix9ine's label, who claimed Tekashi still has the exclusive rights to the song. Slayman is asking a judge to declare him the owner of the song and basically wants his $100K back. But okay, let's talk about stolen jewelry again. NBA Youngboy was robbed of his $10K ring during a performance in Houston last week, and he was not happy about it.
One of these bitches right here, they got my ring, Montana. Get my ring, you hear me? Before I crash out of these bitches, nigga. If you buy it, stop moving. I ain't playing.
Although Youngboy started off furiously yelling, he later calmed down and told the crowd, "You trying to provoke me? I'm a million-dollar dude. That's a 10K ring. I'm here for y'all. It's good. I ain't even tripping. It ain't gotta be all that." Now moving on to Cardi B, because she somehow turned her court appearance last week into a total fashion show as she showed up in a crisp 15K outfit looking like an absolute queen. Prosecutors offered Cardi a conditional discharge, meaning she wouldn't face jail time if she stayed out of trouble, but Cardi rejected the plea deal and wants to maintain her innocence. And finally, let's talk about YNW Melly, because his murder case just got way more serious. TMZ reports Florida is now seeking the death penalty against Melly. Legal documents obtained by TMZ say Florida believes that it can prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Melly committed the murder of his friends and that he is a criminal gang member. Florida is one of 30 states where capital punishment is legal. We'll keep you updated when more information becomes available. But all right, hit that sub, like, and bell button. Follow me on social media at Ali Stagnita and stick with us for everything. That's right, everything.
Hey guys, this is Kalima Gaston, actress of Screaming the Radio, and now Permi and Zion on Pop Life Radio. I've been thinking about you. Wondering who's stuck in your head. Don't get me wrong, I ain't complaining.
can't get you off of my brain.
Good luck. This is your girl Shirley Murdoch, and you're listening to Harmony and Zion on Pop Life Radio.
All day, we in here.
I know you're gonna dig this.
You're now tuned in to the Cool Kids Morning Show.
Pop Life Radio, bringing you the best in pop, hip hop, and R&B.
You are now rocking.
It's the Cool Kids Morning Show.
Yeah.
You are now tuned into Zion the Archangel and your girl Harmony Love.
The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music. Turn your radios up. Yo, turn it up.
This is Pop Life Radio, and you're listening to the Cool Kids.
KAZI 88.7 FM, WATB 1420 AM, and Pop Life Radio. I'm your host today, Harmony Love, and Pop Life listeners, we're talking independent film today. I'm sitting down with an actress who you've seen in films like TV One's Love Under New Management. But not only does she act, she hosts events, she writes, does voiceovers, and assistant directing. A few years ago, she started a movement to showcase the work of independent filmmakers. Now, as the creator of the Screening Room ATL, she's on a mission to foster and grow the indie film scene in Atlanta, and I'm feeling it all the way. She's here today to share her journey and story. Let's welcome to Pop Life Radio, Kalima Gaston. How are you doing today, Kalima?
Hey, I'm great.
All right, me too. And it's so nice and sunny in Atlanta, which I've been wanting the warm weather to come sooner than later. So, you are the creator and founder of the Screening Room ATL. Can you tell us a little bit more about the concept and your mission?
Oh, well, it's just a premier networking platform for indie filmmakers where we showcase content and allow them to support one another, but mostly in real time. And that's what's most important. A lot of times we share stuff on social media or even, you know, like through email, but it's just like, okay, how do you know someone's really looking at it? And to get real-time feedback is super important. And to just be able to support each other in real time is important. So that's what the platform is for. And predominantly try to focus on Black indie filmmakers and content creators.
Okay. Now, how did you, first of all, you live in LA, is that correct?
I do. I just moved there, though.
All right. Well, so how did you see the need for the Screening Room here in Atlanta when you were here?
Kind of just happened. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's always networking events to go to, so I went to a lot of them when I first moved here in 2015.
Right.
And by 2016, I created this platform due to one of my mentors. He really encouraged me. Actually, I was working for him, and he was like, "You don't want to work for me." I was like, "I don't." And I had quit. And so then he called me back and was like, "Well, I'll give you, you know, whatever type of help you need to start something of your own, because you need to work for yourself."
Okay.
And so he had an idea to do dinner and a movie at his restaurant, and I thought it was a very bad idea, considering the restaurant and the movies he wanted to show.
Right.
So I knew I had a lot of friends with content, so I was like, well, I can hook you up with friends who have content, and it would be great for you to get people to come to your restaurant, but also allowing a new demographic of people to come through, plus fostering the indie filmmaking community around you. And he was just like, that's a great idea, but you should do it. So in a way, it was like a ploy of getting me there to create something for myself.
Okay.
And so that's when it happened, July 27th, 2016.
Right. Now, he apparently saw in you that you had to be your own boss. And now, here at Pop Life Radio, we love zodiac signs. I know certain signs have that little bossiness in them. So if you don't mind me asking you, what's your zodiac sign?
I'm a Leo.
Okay. Oh, child, you got to have, you definitely have to run things, okay? And have to be your way, I'm sure.
Yeah, all of that. Pretty accurate.
All right. So tell us some of the filmmakers that you've met at the Screening Room. Tell us a little bit more.
Some of my favorites that have come through the Screening Room have been like House of June, which is Ebony Blanding and Amber, and they are women writer directors and just production company that does everything themselves, and they have amazing content that's very pro-Black and very Atlanta. And then I have met Bobby Huntley I met him when I first moved here. One of my first projects was with him, but I was able to foster a relationship with him through Screening Room because he's always shown his content there and come through and been able to help each other out in many ways. I've met a lot of great people in general, just not even from Atlanta, but people who come from London or New York and LA as well, and Miami. There's a great filmmaker out of Miami, France, and
F-R-A-N-T-Z.
And he's Haitian and he makes really dope content. He has a very Childish Gambino, Donald Glover vibe. So his content's pretty cool. You should check that out on YouTube. His project is called What's More Important. And who else? The Damn Network, Damn Right Originals, which is Nakia Stevens, and just a lot of dope black filmmakers who are young creating content.
Okay. Well, you know, I love film. I love movies. I love TV. But I'm not just a watcher. Like, after I watch something, I want to know about the backgrounds of the actors and actresses. I want to know why the director decided to go with a certain shot. Like, I want to ask questions about the dialogue and the writing. So I'm imagining if I visited the Screening Room ATL, you'd have a screening, you'll screen a film, and then do you have that Q&A where you have guests that can interact with the filmmakers?
Yeah, so, I mean, essentially it is for us to be able to connect with one another, and so I do host the actual screenings and curate it through interviewing each project, primarily people behind the scenes, not necessarily the actors. So I do focus on, like, the writer, the director, the filmmaker, anybody that just helped put it together, because more often than not, as actors, we want to connect with those people, not each other. Like, as actors, we don't do each other jobs.
Right.
So, yeah, I definitely do that in between each project.
Okay. Now, just remind my listeners, like, how often can they come visit the Screening Room ATL? Tell me about your schedule.
The Screening Room ATL right now is in the west end of Atlanta by the AUC, and it's at the Gallery 992, the Black-owned art gallery.
Uh-huh.
And it is on every other Wednesday. We just had it this past Wednesday. The next one will be April 17th, and then every other Wednesday after that. So May 1st, May 15th, May 29th, so on and so forth, up until our three-year anniversary, which will be held on July 31st.
Okay,
and it's
all right.
8 to midnight.
That sounds like a plan. Now, Kalima, you know, most people, they have mentors that they look up to, and I love to know, who is the one actress whose work you are just completely just head over heels with and that kind of inspires what you do? Oh, girl, you didn't even let me get out of my mouth. What? Okay. Gotcha.
Without
okay.
a doubt. Everything she does is amazing.
Now, what about Angela? Like, give me something, some juice. Now, see, I was just on Instagram a couple of days ago, and, you know, Women's History Month, it was the end of Women's History Month, and I was actually on the Real Ruth Carter page, and she had a dance challenge out there. She put a dance challenge out for the Women's History Month.
Yeah, my best friend
for women dancing
just did
together.
It.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I saw the one with Angela Bassett. Now, she was up there with past guest Tasha Smith. She's been one
Tasha
of our guests
Smith,
before.
Yeah.
And Sheila E. What? Mm-hmm. They did their thing. So, I love Angela myself. I love her poise. I just love her grace and her longevity
exactly.
in the
her
industry.
Strength, all of it. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I love her. So, have you had a chance to meet her?
No, I wish.
Put it out there, girl. Put it out there.
It happens. We should all work with her on 911. Yes. That's a great show that she's going to.
You know, and I'm a TV watcher, but I have so many things in my playlist. How about I never haven't even had a chance to watch 911 yet?
Sometimes you just gotta, like, watch stuff, just one episode, just to know what it's about.
Okay, I think I'm just gonna do that.
I mean, as an actor, I have to, but you should do that too.
No, when I say I watch so much stuff, like, it gets to the point where I'm like, I don't even have enough room, but I definitely have it on my plate, because now they're about to go into season 3, and I haven't even, you know, I'm so behind. So, you know, you live both in L.A., basically you live both, I know you live in L.A., but you're so back and forth between L.A. and Atlanta. They're both major cities, you know, when it comes to entertainment and film. What do you like the most about each one, like each city?
Ooh, that's tricky. I like that Atlanta's very black, and I like that it's an open forum, so a lot of things can be created because it's so new.
Right.
A lot of things haven't been created yet here. It's very interpersonal. The city of Atlanta is very small, so it's not hard to find people. But LA, I like that it feels like growth. Like, you know, there really isn't a ceiling. In Atlanta, there feels like there's a ceiling.
Okay. All right. Sounds like a plan. Now, Kalima, can you share with our listeners your social media handles and your website so that we can make sure we continue to support what you do?
If you want to go to the website for Screening Room, it's thescreeningroomatl.com. And then for myself, it'd be kalimagaston.com. Social media would be at Screening Room ATL. And then for me, it's at Kalima Official, K-H-A-L-I-M-A-H, Official.
All right. Thanks for that. I'd like to also thank you again for chatting with me today. And listeners, no excuses. I need you to come out and support Kalima every other Wednesday. And you can find out all the details on her website at www.thescreeningroomatl.com. Remember,
look forward
also,
to Screening Room LA.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like a plan as well for all of our LA listeners. And remember to tune in to the Cool Kids Morning Show every week on Pop Life Radio, where pop culture lives. I'm Harmony Love, and until next time, thank you, Kalima.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Donnie Simpson from TV One's Donnie After Dark, and you're listening to Pop Life Radio, where pop culture lives. Gotta have that pop, dig it.
I just broke up with my ex. Now I'm out of single, I don't really know what's next. But I ain't even tripping, I'm a jealousy back. Now they will be coming from the right and the left, left, left. I just broke up with my ex. You know what I'm feeling as I'm laying on your chest. Good conversation got me holding my breath. And I don't normally say this, but goddamn, you're the best, best, best. And if it feels right, promise I don't mind. And if it feels right, promise I'll stay here all night. Just let me
Triple X law, okay. Ariana, my little mama. Goodbye to the good girl. My ex tripping is no biggie. I Tupac took her. I'm laid up with my new thing. She lay ahead on my new chain. Then the mood changed. My name changed from Lil Wayne to Ooh Wayne. Oh Lord, she grinding on this grindy. Oh Lord, I'm drowning. I'm gonna need that Coast Guard. And when it comes to that nigga, I give her amnesia. She's just looking for love. She said she's single and I'm her feature. Oh my God.
But it's coming to you.
Radio celebrating over 20 years of urban excellence.
She's looking for love.
But I'm looking for love, baby.
I'ma give her that love. I'ma give her that. I'ma give her that.
Ariana Grande is slammed for reportedly making more than Beyonce at Coachella. Britney Spears' team revealed that they feared she would die. Plus, Ari shares dark side of touring with her fans. Hey guys, Devontae for Hollywood Life with your pop star roundup, starting with Ozuna. The Latin artist isn't really a pop star, but he recently spoke with Billboard about what it was like working with Cardi B and Selena Gomez for Taki Taki, and he gushes over Sel.
Graba Cardi B que lo subió a sus redes sociales, pero todavía no sabía que Selena iba a grabar. Hasta que llegó el video y veo a Selena Gomez, yo me quedo, tú sabes, en shock. Me quedé como si fuera, como decimos nosotros en Puerto Rico, me quedé pasmado.
So either he doesn't care about Cardi or he just doesn't want the smoke with Offset. But either way, onto someone who just wants a little bit of smoke, Pete Davidson. Pete spoke with Jimmy Fallon about going to dinner with Kid Cudi, Timothy Chalamet, and Kimye, and describes how Kanye's size made his bank account pretty shook.
So I get there and we're outside and, you know, we order a couple of things. I'm like, all right, this is cool. Everybody's like, you know, skinny or whatever. It's all fine.
Everyone's skinny.
Cudi goes, hey, Kim and Kanye might come by. And I was like, that would be awesome. And then I was like, oh no. Oh, the waiter comes and Kanye's like, what would you like to order, Kanye? And he goes, I want that stuff that's not even on the menu, that crazy stuff. I was like, oh my God, the crazy stuff.
Now, I'm not saying he's fat shaming Kanye, but you know, kind of. Anyway, let's talk about Pete's ex. Ariana Grande continued to be open and real with her fans on Twitter yesterday and revealed touring is hell. It all started when a fan tweeted at her asking if touring was good for her health, to which she replied by saying, I don't think so. Honestly, it's been very hard. In another tweet, Ari described making music as healing, but performing it as hell. Fans tried to assure her that they wouldn't be mad if she canceled her tour, but Ari revealed she doesn't want to do that and went on to tell fans that her soul is confused and tired, but she's trying. But hang on, we'll come right back to Ari. Let's talk about Britney Spears for a sec. The Blast reports Britney's advisors feared that she would die if she didn't get treatment. A source told the site when they were negotiating her second Vegas residency, it became apparent her life was out of control and her mental health wasn't in a position to be performing. The site says Britney was not taking her medications as prescribed and her mental health had deteriorated to a dangerous point. Britney's team reportedly told the media she was seeking treatment because she was distraught over her father's illness as a smokescreen to hide the full severity of the situation. Now back to Ari. During her spree of emotional tweets, she also explained to fans that she just isn't in the right headspace to handle Twitter the way she used to be. And that might have something to do with all the backlash and Twitter headlines that spiral around her, like the new wave of hate coming to her because she reportedly got paid more than Beyonce for performing at Coachella. According to our sister site Variety, Ari was paid $8 million to headline this year, which is allegedly double what Beyonce got paid for her appearance last year. This news mixed with Homecoming, the Netflix film that documents Beyonce's 8-month prep for Beychella, has fans furious that she wasn't given the compensation for her dedication. Many Twitter users are blaming the pay gap on white privilege, questioning how Ari, an artist with fewer years of relevance, could get paid more than Beyonce, who is, well, Beyonce. And what I find really interesting about this is that a lot of people sounding off are making it clear that they believe Ari is an amazing singer. I kind of expected the haters to come at her talent, but somehow, from what I've seen, that isn't happening that much. And adding to all of this, The Blast claims that reports of Ari's pay are correct, but she didn't get paid more than Beyonce. According to the site, the contracts for both artists were structured the same way, and the women got $4 million for each weekend. But alright guys, hit that sub, like, and bell button, comment what you think of all this Ari and Beyonce stuff, and yo, have a great weekend. I love you. Do it, man. Do have a great one. Come on. Yeah, let's get it.
Pop Life Radio, bringing you the best in pop, hip-hop, and R&B.
Hi, this is singer Glenn Jones, and I'm hanging out with Harmony and Zion on Pop Life Radio.
The scene. scene, at the scene, at the scene.
Have the hottest, most energy, all the new records. It's crazy. I love the morning show. Those are my people, ATL, everywhere. You can hear them everywhere. So make sure you keep it locked. Stay tuned. Do whatever you have to do. Sit in the car, roll the windows up. Make sure you tune in every
day. Take it
day.
Or leave it. Baby, take it or leave it. But I know you won't leave it. Cause I know that you need it. Look in the mirror. When I look in the mirror. Baby, I see it clear. Why you wanna be near? I'm not surprised. I sympathize. I can't deny your appetite. You got a fetish for my love. I'll push you out and you come right back. Don't see a point in blaming. You hooked up my body. Take you over and under and just hit a pack or a gummy. I'm not surprised. I sympathize. I can't deny your appetite. You got a fetish for my love.
Turn me off, you acting hard, but I know you soft. You my fetish, I'm so ready. All these rumors being spreaded. Might as well go ahead and do it, cause they saying we already did it. How long Gucci if you ever need? I'll be South Beach in the drop top team. Water diamonds, Aquafina. Just need you and
you
the blue bikini.
You got a fetish for my love. I'll push you out and you come right back. Don't see a point in blaming.
Listening to YULradio.com.
Khloe Kardashian goes off on Kourtney Kardashian. Yoon Spen Jima was at Kourtney's birthday party. Plus, we have exclusive details on why Khloe invited Tristan Thompson to True's first birthday party. Hey guys, it's Lisa B for Hollywood Life, and don't freak out, but so much just went down at Kourtney Kardashian's 40th birthday party. It seems like Kris, Khloe, and Kanye planned the party, so right away you know it was extravagant. From the personalized cake of her naked in a bathtub to napkins that read the most interesting to look at, oh, just look at some of the guests. Yep, this is definitely what they mean when they say FOMO. Speaking of the guests, you know who else was there? Khloe's ex, French Montana. So they used to date back in 2014, and now it's been reported she's leaning on him in the midst of her breakup with Tristan Thompson. So are they back together? We're still looking into this, but pretty interesting he showed up. Am I right? But okay, speaking of Tristan, remember how he went to Chu's birthday party, leaving us like, well, we are hearing exclusively Khloe originally had serious doubts about inviting him. And can you blame her? Well, Kris Jenner helped change her mind, as we're being told she's always told her girls that no matter what, they always need to be respectful of their child's father. But okay, let's get back to the party of the year, because Kourt's ex, Yoon Spenjima, was also there. Anyone else who lives for the tea knows this comes after his flirty Instagram comment on one of her photos in a red dress. Shout out to Comments for Celebs for noticing. He wrote, "You look good, Minnie Mouse," to which she said, "Merci, Mickey." Honestly, why didn't she call him Goofy? He left her. Anyway, on to more Kourtney and Khloe drama. In a new Keeping Up clip, the two got into a huge fight on their family trip to Bali. It starts with Kourt saying they need to do some soul searching, which didn't sit so well with Khloe.
I think we need to do some soul searching.
Speak for yourself.
No, you do too.
How can... That's actually not a good soul thing to say. But that's not very zen of you.
I'm kidding.
No, you're not.
I am.
Then Scott tries to defuse the situation, but Kourt interrupts saying Khloe complains a lot, and then things got nasty.
How is that complaining if someone's not telling me accurate information?
I'm more like chill, and so
are
I think
you,
when you...
No, are you on crack that you're chill? Did
no,
you
like
not
how
hear
I
the
said.
Speech on the private plane? The bitch complains for hours!
I think it's been a long travel
you're
day.
You're critical. Okay.
But don't, you're telling me that I'm f***ing critical because I asked not just to be lied to about my daughter? God forbid it was about your child.
Okay.
No, you're just like, honestly though, like
f***ing. Okay, then it was a misunderstanding.
So get out of my f***ing business then.
So while it's not 100% clear what they're arguing about, we know the way Khloe stormed out of there, shit got real. But all right, guys, hit the sub, like, and bell button for all the latest Kar Jenner news, and let us know what you think they were arguing about in the comments below. Have a great weekend.
Pop Life Radio, celebrating over 20 years of urban excellence. Pop Life Radio, bringing you the best in pop, hip-hop, and R&B.
But it work, yeah, baby, just lay right here. Speed down, got the green light for you. Anything you want me to, you know I'll do it.
Oh, anything that you want me to do.
Won't you be mine? Swear to mother hoes, girl, you got the green light. I'ma take you to Ibiza, run a visa. If I wasn't trying to hit a girl, I'd be lying. Private suite, reservations for two. Laying with you under palm trees. Take it off, girl, you know I'm trying to taste it. Lay you on the bed while I sit the bomb bed. Anything you want.
With my shirt open, on point, keep me so focused. You
the type that I could grow with. Girl, you the one, hope you notice it. And when it comes to the game, I'm the dopest. Ain't tryna rush, but you may be the closest to the realest that I seen in a while. Roll a plane, hold me down, do my thing, and you don't trip. So you know that
anything you want me to, you know I'll do it.
I'll do anything that you want me to do.
Well, listeners, thank you so much for listening on WATB 1420. And be sure to check us out 24 hours a day on your TuneIn app, Roku, and of course on YULradio.com.
An Ariana Grande troll threw a lemon at her during her Coachella set, and fans are convinced it was a Beyonce stan. Plus, Justin Bieber returns to the stage for the first time and teases new music. Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life, and mark your calendars because the Jonas Brothers confirmed their album is dropping June 7th. Also, the trio is set to headline iHeartRadio's Wango Tango Music Festival on June 1st. So again, save the date. Anyway, moving on to Beyonce because she released two major projects last week. One was a Netflix documentary detailing a behind-the-scenes look at her 2018 Coachella performance. And with that, she also dropped a 40-track live album of the set. Now, this follows previous reports suggesting Ariana Grande was paid $8 million for headlining Coachella, where Beyonce was paid $4 million. However, according to The Blast, those numbers were pretty misleading because Ari's $8 million figure was for both weekends, whereas Bey's payment was for each weekend. So the Beyhive can rest. But okay, speaking of Ari, if you follow her on social media, you know she's really candid about her mental health. Over the weekend, she posted a Jim Carrey quote to her Instagram stories about depression. It starts by saying, "Depression is your body saying, I don't want to be this character anymore. I don't want to hold up this avatar that you've created in the world. It's too much for me." In response, fans have been showing her support, saying things like, "Your health should come first. I love you." Now, Ari's been working around the clock for her Coachella performances, and guess who she brought out this weekend? The one and only Justin Bieber. The two performed his song, Sorry, and you can imagine that fans loved it. Also, this marked JB's first time returning to the stage in nearly 2 years, and apparently he had no idea he was going to perform until the day of.
I haven't been on stage in like 2 years. I came out here, I had no idea I was going to be on the stage. Absolutely no idea. I wore this fly outfit not knowing that I was going to be on stage. So anyway, this is my first time on stage in like 2 years. So I had to get my groove back. I had to get my swag back. You know what I'm saying?
Now, if you want more JB music, it looks like you're in luck as he told the crowd he's about to drop an album. But okay, you'll never believe what else happened during Ari's performance. A fan literally threw a lemon at her. She even stopped her set saying, "That's because one of y'all threw a lemon at me." Some fans are convinced it was a Beyonce fan after those reports were saying that she got paid less to headline Coachella. Another theory is this troll threw a lemon at Ari to honor Bey's 2016 album title, Lemonade. You know, in some cultures, when you throw shoes at performers, it means that you love their performance. I mean, I don't know. But all right, guys, hit the sub, like, and bell button for all the latest celebrity news. Let us know what you thought about JB's performance in the comments below and follow me on social media at Ali Stagnita. Bye, guys.
Mic check, mic check.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Mic check, mic check.
What you gonna do?
Mic check, mic check.
Yay.
Mic check, mic check.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh.
It's the mic check.
Ooh, yeah.
All day, we in here.
I know you're gonna dig this.
You're now tuned in to the Cool Kids Morning Show.
Pop Life Radio, bringing you the best in pop, hip-hop, and R&B.
You are now rocking.
It's the Cool Kids Morning Show.
Yeah.
You are now tuned into Zion the Archangel and your girl Harmony Love.
The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music. Turn your radios up. Yo, turn it up.
This is Pop Life Radio, and you're listening to the Cool Kids.